After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You weren't expecting that one, were you?
I know, right?
We're surprising you.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show, the Psychic Surprise episode.
Ooh. They should have called it Bubble Butt.
They should have. It's all right, we got it covered.
Yeah, that was the highlight of the episode.
Got a full panel here and a lot to discuss. A lot happened tonight. It was a long episode. It was a juicy one.
So juicy.
And we've got every beat that we're going to be playing here. So let's get into it. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And beside me.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you can find me at Christy Reports.
Hey, everyone out there. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Mm-hmm. And I'm cutting Allison off. But I'm also Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
All right. And if they're in the chat room, we'll be taking commentary.
Michael Horn, hello to you.
Hi, Michael.
I have his opinions of this episode, if you'd like me to reveal
already
them to you.
Already locked in. Okay, yeah. All right.
Well, we'll ready to know that you guys are hanging out with us.
He's prepared.
I
and
asked
so
him.
Are we. Oh, okay.
I like it.
I like it. All right, let's get into it. I want to talk really briefly at the beginning, kind of about a later topic. I mean, my God, there was kind of some deep issues in all over the episode tonight. But we started off with kind of some kids, an update on the Housewives' families. We saw Vicky's son, we saw Ryan, we started out with Shannon's kids, who are both in the doghouse for this toilet papering incident.
So true.
And her daughters are really cute girls. They're really, like,
They're beautiful. Yeah, really adorable kids.
And they keep playing on the fact that, like, you don't know what it's like to be 10? Please, please. And of course, the parents are trying to be pretty hard with them. We're trying to make this be like a learning lesson, I guess. And I don't know what my parents would have done if I were a teen. I don't even think I would do so, to be bothered, to be honest. But I wouldn't be climbing things. So maybe that's the problem. But what would your parents do? I mean, would they have the same reaction? Would you have to write a letter to the neighbor?
Yeah, yes. I'm pretty sure I would.
And this
is actually interesting, too, maybe to bring up. Christy and I are only children.
Oh, yes.
We are only children. And I feel like we had very, maybe overprotective, shall we say,
upbringing. That's a good word, yes.
Now, Grant and Allison, do you guys have siblings?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, so I wonder if there's a difference, too, because I know that, like, yes, I was, like, held accountable to everything. I would have certainly had to write a letter and beyond or something.
Yeah, well, this is something that I point out to people a lot when they say, oh, it must be great to be an only child and to be the only one, and all that focus is on you.
Yep.
You think even if you had one sibling, right? Even if you had one sibling, that's 50% divided attention. You've got 100% of both parents' attention, and in a situation like this, that is not a good thing.
Nope. No good. No good. I agree with my girl, Christy.
I know I would get lectured about it, because my father loves to lecture me about a lot of things. So I know I would never hear the end of it, but I don't really remember as a kid really being, like, ever grounded for really much of anything.
Or like, I bet you were a good guy.
Or kind of put like a, like some sort of active, I don't know, sort of activity, I guess, on it. Like, would you have had to write a letter?
No.
Would you have had to write it in some sort of way?
Oh, please. The people in my neighborhood where I grew up were all a bunch of idiots. I mean it. I mean it. I did not enjoy any of those people. So, too bad for you.
Too bad for you if you got toilet papered. Okay.
I mean, there are worse things that could happen. There was worse vandalism.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To people's homes, to people that were hateful.
Right.
So, you know, not even necessarily my home, but other people have, like, permanent damage be done to them. It was like,
Justin Bieber did it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there were eggs thrown in my neighborhood. So that's why toilet papering. I'm like, please, next.
Maybe that's the issue, too, is, like, the neighborhood that you grow up in, the scope of vandalism that occurs. Like, maybe, you know, TPing could be very low on the priority list in some neighborhoods. So it's like, meh.
I guess that's the thing that, like, just won't go away. The TPing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting how that's been one that's
generation just, to generation.
Keep passing that one down.
Yeah, we thought they were just cyberbullying each other at this point.
No,
kids, right?
Still,
like they move on. They'll still get out there and throw some TP around.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
I guess so.
Then we learn more about Haley and her. She doesn't go to school. She doesn't really do anything. And but I mean, she's like, we're trying to figure out what she does. I don't really know. And Jim and, of course, Megan had that lunch. And Jim was like, well, you know, you shouldn't let other people comment about her or whatever. And I'm almost wondering at this point, the way it's put together, if it seems like Megan is more involved and cares more about Haley than Jim.
Yeah, I mean, certainly with the editing. I mean, that's really what it comes across as.
Yeah, it could definitely be taken that way. And that's what I was thinking at first as well. But then once he started talking, it almost sounds like he just comes from a place of he knows Haley and he's kind of tried. And he thinks, you know what? She has to fall down by herself before she's going to want us to help pick her up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, at first I was really thinking, like, why doesn't this guy care? And then I was like, no, wait. He cares, but he just has a little bit more of a hands-off approach.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Maybe, and Megan even mentioned that his parenting style is very lax. So it's almost like he's kind of just giving her enough rope to hang herself and then just, you know, have her figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you all.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, what are people saying in there? Anything pertaining to the parenting?
What are Michael's thoughts? Yeah. What do they think?
No, we're
Michael, beyond that.
Michael,
okay.
His opinion was more centered on the end of the episode.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Although he did say that he's an only child as well. And he's sure that his mom's response, I'm sure that would have been my mom's response if I had done that without telling her first. Sometimes it's hard when you don't see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Very interesting.
Happy that I could be
very interesting.
We are killing this only children stigma right here on AfterBuzz TV.
It's a thing.
I still can't imagine writing a letter to any of my neighbors. Oh, please. I couldn't imagine.
I've got to say, though, I was completely on the kid's side.
Because it's that humiliation factor.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're 10 years old, and no matter what you've done to whoever in your school, like, that's mortifying. To write a letter and apologizing to who? The kid? The kid's family? Like, you would never live that down the rest of your life.
Mm.
I don't know.
It seems
that's pretty harsh.
They must have done it to some friend, someone that was a kid in school, or maybe, I know one of you mentioned that it could maybe even be, like, a celebrity's kid or a house. Like, to have to write a letter, especially if it's someone you're crushing on, could be awful. Like,
mortifying.
Devastating.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so,
that's rough.
Who knows?
Now, or it could be, like, a good window. Like, if she likes the kid, it could be like, sorry, I TP'd your house. You want to go out sometime?
Oh.
Like, maybe it's, like, a good, like, intro to, but that's if she likes
but
the kid.
Well,
or if she hates
that,
the
but
kid.
That would never
know.
Happen because the parents would check the content of the letter, and then they would say, that's an inappropriate segue.
No,
because
you can mask it though. You can be like, I really want to make up for this, so I'd love to take you out for some ice cream. So you could do it. You could
have a story to tell at the wedding
20 years later.
Right.
She TV'd my house, and then she took me out for ice cream, and now we're married. I know.
You had all the secrets in your childhood. You had to work things.
I've done some things.
I'll pay you back up that. Tamara's son has done some things, too.
Oh.
And now he's got a child to show for it. And apparently it looks like he's moving to Orange County. Now, this, let's analyze.
I feel like he just moved out of Orange County.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's analyze his baby's mother.
Let's analyze her.
Okay. Let's talk some crap about Sarah.
Thank you.
Her.
Yes.
In other words,
like we haven't gotten into it, though, but really, like, okay, so this is her fourth child, correct? And so she's was based in the Northern California area, and now she do we believe that she wants to move down here? I mean, it just seems weird. She's like, it's like four children later, now she is looking to move to Orange County. What do you think?
Well, she had a business as well up north, mm-hmm. from what we knew about her.
Right.
So that factors in as well.
Like,
and RA, yes, yeah, she had like a gun store.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not going down in Orange County, I'm thinking, right?
Or is that, you could be surprised. I mean, I think that in certain pockets it would be okay. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of areas that are gun friendly in Orange County.
But beyond that, it could just be that she wants more support from like the grandparent side of things. And I don't know, do we know much about her?
We know very little about Sarah. We do know that she has lost both of her parents.
Oh, so then that's why she probably wants.
Yeah, and Vicky's been very vocal saying that she's very willing to help financially. I'm sorry. Yes, Tamara. Right. Tamara has been very Vicky. Vicky is on the brain.
I love it.
Tamara has been very vocal.
That Vicky.
That Vicky. She's sneaking on in there. Tamara has been very vocal about the fact that she's very willing to support financially her son and the family that he brings along. So I feel like that really is kind of a prime opportunity to really bring the family down if you're going to. You know, you have the support of the grandmother and you know, financially that really is probably a huge help.
Mm-hmm. And who knows about like school system up there versus who knows like the things that they compared, you know, in terms of where they were at versus Orange County.
Certainly.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot that factored in. But the whole grandparent being there, I think, is
a huge help. Absolutely.
We know now in real time that things have kind of taken a turn for the sour with regards to those two. And I mean, last time we heard, Christy, I believe you filled us in that they were in therapy and they were kind of reconciling.
Yes, that's what Tamara was telling her friends, that Ryan and Sarah were trying to work it out with their pastor. Also, Tamara was on vacay last week. There were pictures all over Instagram with her, with Sarah was along and all of her four children. I can't say for sure if I saw Ryan in any of those photos. So
very unclear,
but definitely Tamara and Sarah and all of her kids were definitely hanging out last week. They were on vacay.
Was Eddie there?
Looked like fun. Not that I remember seeing, but that doesn't mean he wasn't.
Maybe the men were hard at
work? Oh, that could be. Yeah.
You stay home and work, we'll go on vacation.
women and children trip only.
So Tamara does still have a relationship with Sarah, that's for sure. But there were accusations made that, you know, Sarah was no angel in the situation that went down either.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like probably both parties were guilty. It takes two to tango.
I was just thinking that. Mm-hmm. You just took it out of my
brain. I know. I'm right here with you. Same page. Look at that.
Well, while you two are in each other's heads thinking.
Like psychics.
Yes.
Like psychics.
Let's use this as an opportunity.
I'm going to help you all show, Graham.
I love it. Yes. No heavy lifting over here. I'm not going to be in Tamara's class. Not yet, anyway. I mean, it's a long way down from here to Cup Fitness. So let's talk about this psychic. There was a psychic lunch with this guy, Scott Cruz, who I would like to go to lunch. I think he'd be a very interesting person to share a cocktail
with.
We
should tweet him. We should bring him in here.
I would love that. Yes.
That would be so much fun. Yes.
Scott Cruz?
Completely.
Come on into the AfterBuzz.
You know, we would just tell him. You guys, let's just send him a mental message.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's tell him we want to share it now. He'll get it.
He's feeling it now.
And sent.
Please come to AfterBuzz TV.
Done. I loved Heather's comment about Scott being invited to the lunch. She goes, well, if he was a good psychic, wouldn't he know I wanted him to come in without his shirt on?
Right.
So good. I loved it.
Heather,
so spicy.
She got really saucy with him
away.
She liked him.
She did.
I love when there's a psychic on Housewives because it's always going to start a problem or light a fire.
It's true.
Or, like, I mean, of course, looking at, I have to bring up my favorite moment on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with that hot mess. Was Allison, right?
Allison,
a real disaster. Anyone that watched that knows what I mean. I mean, I just love them. So there was a conversation about a psychic earlier in the season, correct?
Yeah, one came in. No, different one.
The one that came
remember
into,
they sat down to Vicky's house.
To Vicky's house.
Sat down with Tamara and Vicky and Brooks. Mm-hmm.
And Tamara kept calling him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a lot on social media about that psychic. Like, people were, like, you know, saying that he was a fraud or whatever. So who knows? I don't know. I don't want to hurt the guy's business. I don't know anything. I have no idea. But this one I was really into because he got right into it real quick. He had something to say about all the ladies. He brought up Heather's grandmother, Megan. He told her, you have to focus on yourself. Which, mm-hmm. who doesn't like hearing that?
Focus on yourself. And didn't he kind of say, like, stop being fake? Basically, is like sort of what he said.
Kind of let down
the
your
facade.
Get rid of the facade.
He did use the word facade.
Yeah, I was kind of like, ooh, is it?
He said, like, take it off. Like, take something off.
Take the headbands off.
Remove the headgear. Yeah. Remove the facade.
Yes, he said all of this.
De-shield yourself. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Access the third eye. Let it be.
Well, you know, there are actually some reports popped up recently that Megan has always been chasing this sort of fame button pushing in her life. And she was the shop girl on this Style Network reality show that was on for a couple. It was about some resale shop in Missouri. Does anyone remember this? It was like a consignment shop that sold old, like, Louis Vuitton and, like, good stuff. And she was the little shop girl.
Wait, what was the name of the
show? On that
show.
I cannot think of it.
Oh, right. I'm sure
it was like Dine Buys and something. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. So if anyone remembers that, she was the little shop girl on that show. And this is not her first brush with reality TV fame.
Yeah.
Wasn't there something else more recently, too, though? Wasn't there another thing?
That
like
she was
a real estate
in?
Wait, who am I thinking of? All right, pass.
Who are you
move
thinking
along.
Of? It'll come to you later.
If Christy doesn't know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
It didn't happen.
It does not exist. Okay.
So, but I can't. Oh, yeah, he tells her to, like, cut the crap.
So Tamara mentioned, we have a friend, Shannon, and I kind of blacked out on what he said about Shannon. What was the note?
That her problem was with Megan and not with Tamara.
Oh, well, Stevie Wonder could see that. I mean, come on.
Yes, he could.
Indeed.
Yeah, but I think it was more so like the fact that he didn't have any backstory. And it was Tamara was just like, so we have this friend Shannon. And then right off the bat, he's like, oh, yes, her problem is with Megan. Like, just without any backstory.
Yeah.
It's interesting how you can pick up on things without people being in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, over FaceTime, like, weird.
I want to give him
Allison's going to hit us with some truth right now.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because I love all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's totally possible that Tamara could have fed him stuff, too. Like, hey, by the way.
Right.
I mean, we don't know. Yeah. We don't know. You know?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I just always, I always question, like, phone psychics. Like, I don't know, to me it's like to be in your presence, to have your aura. I feel like there's more to gather from your energy and to be able to read. So to me it would, like, something like a FaceTime. I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
But this is just where I'm coming from. I need someone right in the room.
Completely. That's important fact to bring up because Tamara very clearly mentioned that. She said, I've never met Scott in person. We've only spoken over the phone and we've only FaceTimed. So that was really interesting, precisely as you're saying it, Grant. I feel like to be in the same room with somebody and look in their eyes and kind of have that, that something to go off of is more so than just telephone conversations.
But in the words of Sarah Silverman, we are all just little molecules.
transmittable over phone lines.
It's all energy. Okay. It's just energy, and we're all molecules. So
Sarah knows. I'll go with it.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, there's still energy, I guess, reciprocated through the phone, through FaceTime.
I mean, obviously, you know, online dating is the best point of this. Like, you know, you need to meet people in person. It's hard to be like, I love you via Skype. So, anyway.
Unless you're watching Catfish.
Yeah. That is too easy.
Catfish proves that, I think, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
To the other point, maybe people could say that being over the phone or a FaceTime is almost more legitimate, or phone, especially because you're not looking at the person's face and you're not picking up on cues or words they're kind of
like
mouthing.
Everyone is being helpful in chat, and the show is Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh, yes.
No,
that was a wedding show.
Say Yes to the Dress
is
Kleinfeld's in
New York. So maybe she was on that, too.
Okay, they're all saying, Megan was on Say Yes to the Dress last year, and her sister Caitlin was on The Amazing Race. And she didn't.
So that's the other thing Megan did.
Okay, so Megan, I guess, was on it in addition to whatever the other thing is that you're talking about, because I guess she went on the show before her wedding, I think.
That makes sense.
Because they just said she didn't didn't end up using the dress she got on the show.
Oh, yeah. So she was there for her wedding, for sure.
And then Joseph said,
hell no, she didn't, LOL. What
was the point?
It must not have been cute.
What's the point of going on the show if you're not going to use the dress?
To be on the show, I guess.
I know. Well, I mean, yeah, but the whole point of the show is, I don't know. Anyway.
To say yes to the dress.
Thank you.
Wow. So she's definitely forayed into reality TV before and dabbled and been trying to lock this down.
Get it. I say go and
I know,
get it.
I can't would be do mad at it.
I,
yeah.
I mean, hey, yeah. Why the hell not? I'm not going to try on any gowns, but I mean, I'll go on a show and make a few appearances,
Let me raise this to you all quickly for a discussion. Maybe you chatters can discuss this.
Let's hear it. I like that change in accent,
If it was common knowledge in Missouri and, you know, that's where Allison still lives, Jim's second wife, who was going to be on Real Housewives in 2011. Maybe Megan knew that the ex-wife was maybe going to be on the show and she met Jim, or, you know, maybe that was always a possibility on the back burner if you're in a relationship with Jim Edmonds, kind of a thing. Not that she would choose Jim for that reason or marry him for that reason, but maybe it's something that was always a possibility, and that a possibility that came along with him.
I think that's very well a possibility.
Like a little
A perk.
Good observation.
Very good observation. Yes, yeah. I think that's entirely possible.
So as we break down the psychic's point of view and his thought process, the biggest moment, of course, is him talking about Vicky gets brought up, and then there comes Brooks, and then he's saying, "Yeah, I don't see the cancer. I don't see it." And of course, fireworks.
Yes.
Where do we go from there?
I liked his moment where he had to collect himself.
When he was like, to
gather the thought, he says, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Because you know it's legit, obviously.
He said it was wishy-washy.
Yeah.
That's how it was put.
I know, which is so interesting because up until this point of the psychic bringing it to the ladies' attention, have they had any sort of, you know, wavering opinions that we've seen on the episodes? I don't think so yet, right?
Only Shannon in early on when she was kind of questioning why he wasn't going to see the doctors that she, you know, referred him to, and about the diet stuff.
Yes, correct.
And so that's been really the only. We haven't seen it from the other women, though, have we?
Yeah, I know. We knew that this was going to become a storyline do question it, but I don't believe that we've seen it yet. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Right. Yeah, so that's interesting, too, is that, like, so far, everybody's on board with the whole Brooks cancer story, and then it wasn't until the psychic really planted that seed in everybody's mind that it sort of grew and developed into whatever we're going to see in the future, you know?
Right.
So really it was on the part of the psychic that kind of amped everyone up on it, you know?
Megan expanded on that doubt by bringing up a coworker that she had that lied about having cancer treatment, which is just disgusting in every single way, and of course I'm sure the women all agree, but that made it a little bit more tangible, a little bit more real.
Like, oh, and I have proof that this happened in my world. Yeah, right.
Because
a
lot of people can't even fathom that type of lie.
You're like, oh no, I know someone that did it too. And you're like,
it's on Dr. Phil all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I know. It's a thing. It's a horrible thing. It makes no sense.
That gives me a bit of a headache, actually.
The thought that this actually goes on. So let's say that it is the case. And given what we know right now after tonight's episode, let's say Brooks has been faking it. Do we think that Vicky is in on it? And then what do we think about if they both are in on it?
Vicky too?
Yeah, like, do we think she knows about this? And if so, what would be the gain? Why would they want to do this?
Acceptance of Brooks into the circle of everybody, because they all
that level.
Well, with the breaking news earlier today, we'll get to that in a moment. But that could be a twist. I don't know.
She wouldn't do that. Vicky wouldn't do that.
I believe that he does have cancer. I do. No one else does, but I do.
When he was talking about it, he was so sort of believable. And this has always been
he's always believable.
Brooks. But then that's always been my problem with him, is that I trust Brianna more than anybody.
Yeah.
And everyone's had all these questions. He's admitted to cheating on her. He's admitted to being violent with Vicky. But I've just never seen that. I've interviewed them together on a number of occasions and thought, why am I, like, buying what this guy's selling right now? Like, why am I not seeing this huge douchebag? But, like, he pulls it off so well. And I think maybe it's not that it is true or it's not true. Maybe it's a big, fat exaggeration.
I think my brain
could be right.
My brain does what Heather's was doing and is like, I can't, I don't compute it.
Right.
That's what my brain does.
Yeah. Well, I believe that he does have it because of Vicky. I believe that. I would hope that she's not so snowed and so into him that she would, you know, be able to brush that under the rug and play along for the sake of having him living in her house and not being lonesome, you know?
Right.
Like, I would hope that, you know, that she, I could use her as, like, kind of like a gauge for what's real and fake. But if they weren't necessarily together and he was running around with these allegations, I'd be like, I don't know.
Right. And then assuming that Vicky does not know that this is going on, like, let's say that Brooks does not have cancer and he's bringing Vicky along for the ride, making her think that he does.
Ooh.
Right. Whoa. You know, and I've got to admit that, you know, everyone has has disliked Brooke for seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not really had, like, a strong dislike for him. He's kind of meh to me. He's fine. I don't really feel strongly one way or the other about him. But I do agree that he's very, like, smooth in his delivery. Mm-hmm. He always seems pretty genuine. He always seems pretty heartfelt. And then I wonder, like, if it is possible for him to be so shady like that and really put on, like, the car salesman, you know, kind of persona and just make everyone believe this, including Vicky. Ugh, it's just like so much.
I think Brianna's always my gauge for stuff like this because I find her intuition and her commentary to always be pretty spot on. And so I defer to her.
She's not buying it. Yeah. Oh, she also wasn't buying it at the beginning of the season. That was the other...
He doesn't look sick. She's
not been buying Brooks since the start. No. Like, she hasn't liked him. So,
Well, and
it's very interesting.
Add another little tidbit to this. A lot of the fans have been speculating since this cancer storyline began that maybe Vicky just needed a storyline for the season. That she knew she didn't have anything going on. And they were like, oh, you're a little sick with a little cancer? All right, well, let's talk about that.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I
don't know.
It goes in many ways. I think this is one of those things that isn't black or white.
Yeah.
I think if the truth does come out, it's going to be so
great. Chris doesn't like the sounds of this.
No, because he's got stage 3 and he's had it recurring. We learn tonight that it's been recurring for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we'll jump really quickly to when he showed up at Cut Fitness because he said, like, when I did have cancer or I do have cancer, like, he corrected himself. Because he's had it and then he's been in remission and then he's had it again and he's been in remission, I feel like you think about cancer every day if you ever have had it in your life. And so I feel like, hey, like, he slipped up and he was like, when I did, I do now because it's been popping in and out of his life. I feel like that's where I feel like he's going. Maybe I'm just cutting this guy a whole lot of slack. But at the same time, we are told that he's been through numerous rounds of chemo. Cancer is no joke to be able to beat. So if this man really is diagnosed, we have to be able to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt and be able to kind of be like, I'm with you, you know, should it be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Completely agreed. Do we feel like we have any reasons to really be suspicious at this point?
That's what I was thinking of a moment ago because, you know, thinking back on my just kind of overall thoughts of him and his involvement with Vicky over the seasons, I don't really think so. Like, I haven't really come up with any real moment of, like, that I like him or dislike him for any certain purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, like, for me, I feel like there's not really a definitive reason to say, like, no, I don't believe that guy. I don't like that guy. Mm-hmm. So, for me, I'm kind of taking it in with what they're giving me in the season and particularly in this episode as just, like, well, it could be that he's completely lying and making this whole thing up, or it very well could be that he has it. I'm super on the fence at this point about it.
So Michael Horn in chat just said, I do think that he has cancer, but it's like the boy who cried wolf. He's been fake and phony for so long, so nobody believes anything he says anymore, and they're all immediately suspicious. And then Joseph Boza says, well, Ryan has probably been in their ear and saying that he's been faking it.
Could be.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have disliked him since the beginning. So he's in rather a tough situation because if he does have it and he truly is sick and he truly is kind of depending on the understanding and sympathies of everyone else, everybody doesn't like him, at least up to this point. So, you know, it's really tough, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, you talking about the beginning with Brooks makes me realize that this whole storyline, the cancer thing, has made me forget about all the other crap from the past.
Not me.
Even things they didn't talk about on the show. Prostitutes, cheating, beating, saying, telling Ryan that he should hit Brianna.
That's what did it for me
that
with
he
him.
Has admitted to.
Yep.
And I completely forgot that that even happened until just now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's always been lingering for me. I think tonight the part that I was a little uneasy with was what Shannon pointed out, the fact that at his birthday dinner he was drinking liquor, and it's true. If you are someone that's fighting cancer, you do not feed your cancer any liquor, any sugar, anything like that, at least. I mean, even if it's your birthday, because you can't do slip ups like that when you're fighting something.
Anyway,
that certainly was a trigger for me when she mentioned it. I was like,
and it wasn't one drink; it was two drinks,
it was three,
you count the sake at Cut Fitness.
Yeah. True. So. When you go through chemotherapy and you go through getting so sick and emotionally and physically just exhausted, where you can't even stand up sometimes after all that, why would you want to go through all that and then have a drink? I know that someone could say, well, he's treating himself for his birthday, but when you go through all that to get rid of the cancer, why would you then do something the opposite that could be worse?
We did see a couple weeks ago in the kitchen with Vicky when they were talking about what they were gonna have for dinner, and he was saying, oh, I really want a piece of bread. Can I just have that tonight, or can I have that dressing tonight? I think he's gotten so sick of, we gotta remember, he was on some cleanse, right? Didn't he not eat solid food for like a month or two or something crazy?
Or so they say.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotta just
coffee
be
enemas,
so if he was doing all that, he's gotta be so sick of it by that point. And then once you start eating and you're like, oh, now I can drink. I mean, I could understand a couple drinks on your birthday, especially when you're like, celebrate life. Like, I see what you're saying. With if you've gone through cancer, why would you want to kind of backtrack that way? But I think on your birthday, I could see making an allowance.
A moment.
Yeah.
Shannon reminds
Allison cannot see it's making hard. That allowance.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, but it is just one of those things where, if it's like life or death.
Exactly.
You know?
It's not like, I'm going to put on an extra pound. I just lost a lot of weight. It's like, no, I've been through hell with this, and it's like I don't want to have to undo any of the suffering and the work that I've gone through this far.
Right.
So that I totally see both sides.
Red flag, for sure.
Shannon keeps bringing up this doctor at the City of Hope, which we know is a renowned hospital for cancer treatment. She's got a great connection there, and I can understand her frustration as to why he won't go and meet with this person. Then the question comes up about these medical records. Does he have them? Does he not? Vicky pointed out they have this binder that's like colored and
I have a question for all of you. What is the connection between Shannon and the doctor? Did Shannon have cancer or knew someone who had cancer? Do we know her connection to the doctor?
She said it was her friend or her friend's husband. It was a friendly some kind.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was like a health-related situation. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Okay.
So, the whole issue of the medical records comes up. Of course, Shannon is panicked to learn this information. She said, this is life damaging. Everyone else is kind of just like, still their brows are still like sweaty from the workout.
Recovering from Tamara's beauty workout.
They're all like hanging out, like on the ground, like eating cake. And then you've got Shannon over there losing it over this allegation. So, or whatever has come up from the psychic. Mm-hmm. So, we could comment about the workout class, but I think we're on this topic of Brooks. I want to keep it in this direction. It's like really, really interesting, and this is what people want to talk about. I assume this is what's going on in the chat. I know you mentioned there were a few comments about kind of the end of the episode. Anything specific to Brooks?
So there's a lot of people defending Vicky, like she doesn't really need the show. So Joseph just said, this is the first time Vicky has been happy and the women are pissed. Shannon's trying to get the spotlight off of her because her marriage is shitty. It's bad when the children know it is.
And there we have it.
There's
that's
a lot
the update.
They
now.
Must be they right. must be disagreeing with us.
Or the see a lot
Joseph,
of comments.
Joseph did say Brianna is no perfect angel. Well, he said, is Brianna a perfect angel? No, she's not. That's true.
And I agree with that. I know you defer to Brianna on most things.
But I think that she's been...
What the heck did she ever do?
She eloped.
She's level-headed.
Oh, the eloping. She eloped. She moved to Oklahoma.
I don't think that's the worst.
Oh. She finally admitted that she hates Oklahoma and Watch What Happens Live last night.
Yeah,
that was pretty funny.
No, I just think that she, in the moments that we've seen her on camera, I think that she makes poignant statements.
Right.
Right.
I'm not saying that all that she does is like my barometer of like what to do in life. I'm just saying that
my life game.
No, if we can't be there ourselves. She's made some very poignant statements that I'm like, yeah, she can see things.
I agree.
In definitely a realistic has a fashion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Out of the bunch.
Yes.
Who are all twice her age.
Yeah.
She's the reasonable
one. Yeah, sometimes she makes more intelligent statements than everyone that's twice her age. So, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes even, I mean, her mother makes statements and you're like, and then Brianna says some stuff and you're like, yeah, Brianna's right in this case.
Yeah. Very true.
So I would love to see her come on the show. And be like that Brianna. Next generation housewife.
Yeah.
Not get rid of Vicky. Keep her.
Yes,
but together. But yeah, but have her on there because we saw Brianna grow up on this show.
We did.
It's like her mom's show, and so many. I know it's like the Vicky show, but I mean, she's the last one standing. Mm-hmm. It'd be great to see her kind of come full circle. You know, for the last 10 years, she's been seen on this
show.
Yeah,
and if Vicky is the OG of the OC, Brianna is certainly the OG kid of the OC.
Yeah, and now she's got kids of her own.
Yeah,
she's married. She's a housewife. But she'd have to be in SoCal for that.
Yeah.
So
who knows?
Sounds like she's willing to move back.
Yeah. Some changes may be afoot.
Right. Yes. Well, let's talk about the dinner that they had for Brooks.
Yes, please.
Boy.
Everything went over the top. You had Shannon in there.
I couldn't even take it. It was just so crazy.
That was nuts. Yeah, that was definitely.
I thought
did I blink and miss something? What just happened?
It was it just didn't make sense.
I thought SoCal girls were always kind of chill and you know, by the beach. Like Shannon, I thought she'd be kind of like, you know, kind of the calm. This girl is anything but calm.
Oh no. No.
She was literally like making buttons. Everyone else is celebrating. Brooks is drinking like nothing's happening. I mean, it's like.
I mean, wouldn't you? At the table with those women, I'd be like, waiter, I need a
1942.
Jeez Louise.
So yeah. they're engaging in all this activity. And then she's like, we need to go to the bathroom. And even Vicky always pulls out all the time. She's like, we need a bathroom break. Come on, come on. Even she's like, that's weird. No. she was like, get out of here. Leave me alone.
And I thought that was like the perfect cue for Shannon to just be like, you know what? We'll talk later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Vicky gave her an out to be like, yeah, you know what? We're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't hack it. She couldn't let it simmer for
her. She couldn't. Nope.
Yeah.
So she couldn't. She runs to the bathroom with Vicky and she says, like, okay. Megan saying things.
Immediately the tears start.
Megan saying things about Brooks. It's not good. And so what are you going to respond to something like that with? But I'm proud of Vicky. She's like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
She got mad instantly.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. I was proud of Vicky.
Until.
And then she immediately undid all of it.
But she runs back to the table and she's like, yeah, she was just in the bathroom telling me.
Started everything back up.
So they're saying something about you, Brooks. And of course, what's Brooks going to say? Oh, I don't care what's being said to me on national TV. I don't care.
Well, you'd hope so.
I would.
Fine.
They didn't find out I was faking cancer, did they?
Yeah. Seriously. No.
I kid.
I'm bad.
Yeah, and Vicky, I truly thought that for a brief moment, she was going to be like, fine with just leaving it. But of course she wasn't fine with just leaving it.
That was nuts.
And she went back and just lost her mind, but just even more so, just like worked herself up, kept working herself up, and started saying things that weren't even pertaining to the first thing at all. And we're all going, what? Why is she getting so upset over this? It was
strange.
Unbelievable.
Yes, it was.
Very strange.
It didn't add up, you know? It was like, because she even prefaced before she stood up, she was like, you know, I know that you meant no, you know, like,
ill will,
malintent,
you know,
or whatever.
Intentions.
And then it was like eruption.
Yes.
So wait, no.
Yes.
What's interesting is she said, I don't want to bring any more pain into this guy's life through me or something like that. Uh-huh. I don't want to be
like,
the one.
Sit down.
And she's causing the whole thing and made him leave his birthday dinner.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't get either. Is it's like, okay, you want to keep it calm and lovely for him. So keep it calm and lovely for him. What are you doing? Throwing a fit like that and then making him leave his birthday dinner.
I wonder if this is something between the two of them. And wonder if he blames her for, you know, the bad press that's out there about him being like a deadbeat dad, quote unquote, that he's been labeled. Like, I wonder if he, and it's his own fault for going on the show with her. Right. But I wonder if he kind of like pushes that on her sometimes. It's like, you know, like you put me in this situation or whatever. Because we don't know what their real relationship is like off camera.
Yeah, at all.
We didn't know what her relationship was like when she was married to Don really too much. We saw shades. We don't know that they didn't like talk for a long period of time and that it was so icy and cold. So I wonder if that was her like way of kind of almost defending herself by defending him, being like, please, like, don't bring anything else in because she knows she's going to have to hear it.
Mm-hmm. But another thing she could have done also is to have heard the news and said, oh, that's so funny, or just blown it off, as I feel like Shannon should have also.
Oh my God,
Shannon's
yeah.
reaction was so surprising to me, of her just thinking that this was so life-damaging. No, it's not. A psychic said this. Mm-hmm. How many people blow off what psychics say every single day? Like, it's not like you heard this news straight from Brooke's mouth. Mm-hmm. It was an accusation. It was a flighty, funny, strange thing that you could have very well said, oh, Vicky, yeah. can you believe this? Can you believe what this guy yeah. said? Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Let's all move on. But no, yeah. she decided to make such a thing of it
oh,
and cause this
tears,
whole disruption.
It's devastating.
And life damaging.
Oh,
it was such a selfish move on Shannon's part. The only reason for her taking Vicky to the bathroom and telling her this was so that she wouldn't have to hold it in anymore.
Yes.
And she didn't even have like a justification to Vicky about why this needed to be told to Vicky
no.
right now.
Horrible timing.
Mm-hmm. Really timing. Exploded with this information.
Yeah. Not a good one.
Yeah, mm. I know we were even saying while we watched it, it was like, okay, tonight is Brooke's birthday dinner. Let's keep it Brooke's birthday dinner.
Yeah.
And tell Vicky some other time. Tomorrow even.
The Wait next
till
day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And not in front. Like, don't do it when he's there.
Anywhere. Around.
Because
don't
those,
even go to the bathroom and do it.
I mean, historically, it's like, don't you know how you all behave? I mean, like, Shannon,
you know?
Shannon knows what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, completely. Shannon knows, Vicky, like, they know by now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yet.
Agreed. And yet it continues.
See, I don't think this is going to damage Shannon and Vicky's relationship too much. I think they can come back from this and make up from it. I don't know. The way the previews were cut last week, I know we talked about this in predictions in our previous episode. We were wondering, like, if it was just going to be the beginning of a fallout between the two of them. But I think that, you know, Vicky, well, she even mentioned it. Like we said, you know, like, I know you don't have an ill intent behind this, but she just went off the rails. I don't know. What do you think about their relationship?
Hang on a second. I'm sorry. I got too excited to say this because this completely pertains and answers your question.
Okay.
On Watch What Happens Live last week, I believe Vicky said something like, she's not as in touch with Shannon right now,
oh.
or they're not. They
were really
talk
close.
As often, or they were
really
close. That's
yeah.
what she said. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, and made it very past tense. And she didn't give any indication as to what happened. Maybe we'll see it on the show. And she didn't say,
yes.
"Oh, she's my worst enemy. I don't speak to her at all anymore."
Yeah.
But they're definitely their relationship is not the same as what
that
we saw.
Did
before.
She say
that
she's friends with Megan now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think
did she do a blonde swap or something?
I think
right?
Vicky.
Well, Tamara was there with her, so we know Tamara's yeah, okay. still her number one blonde. Yeah,
I think Vicky threw in the whole, you know, I wish her well line.
Oh.
Which is never good.
No, that's always very interesting. Yes, that's very
but
interesting.
But I think she's like, you know, I wish her and her, you know, her husband well. Like, I mean, so that shows you right there, like, do good, but not in front of me.
Right. That's very interesting, because I would have been on the same train as you, Grant, thinking that they could totally come back from this. Like, it's mm-hmm. not truly that big of an issue. We've seen Vicky blow up all the time over various
right.
things.
Hello,
and then
her and Tamara. Just,
oh,
right.
it
yeah.
was the worst of the worst with yeah. her and Tamara. Right. And then they've, you know, reconciled and everything. And we've seen her kind of have her moments with various ladies on the show, and has gotten over it. So mm-hmm. I feel like this would be a bump in the road, but that's very interesting.
Well, it might be, this is the beginning there might be
the
more
end.
Bumps coming up with them too. This might not be like the last straw just yet.
Right.
So we'll have to see. Meanwhile, while we're talking about Vicky and her relationships, let's move to news and gossip and talk about the big news of the day.
What?
Christy Reports has all the information.
Oh my gosh.
Let's drop a bomb. Let's drop a bomb. Everybody, what we've been discussing for the last 41 minutes and 34 seconds, here's your bomb.
Vicky Gunvalson and boyfriend Brooks Ayers have decided to part ways.
Oh, it's over.
It is O-V-E-R.
For now.
Apparently, allegedly, supposedly.
In a statement that was released last night, curious timing with this episode, I might add, they said...
Let's hear what they had.
I think Grant has a dramatic reading
prepared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, ready for this.
There's not too much alleged about this. Whoops. Oh, crap. Hold on.
They released this joint statement last night.
Come on, Vicky.
Again, the timing already being questioned by fans. This is what Vicky had to say.
Sure. She said, after much prayer, thought, counseling, and consideration, we have decided to end our four-year relationship. We both wish nothing but a great future for each other. We have come to realize that one can indeed love someone in their heart, but that the time may come for their lives to take separate paths. Though our remaining episodes are of season 10 of The Real Housewives of Orange County will show us as a couple, the filming took place in January of 2015 through May of 2015. There's some information. Mm-hmm. There will be no further statements or interviews regarding our relationship as we choose to move on with our lives. Though we choose to live our lives in the public eye, we thank you for understanding and ask privacy during this difficult time. Signed, Vicky Gunvalson and Brooks Ayers. And this was on Vicky's official Facebook account.
Oh, yeah. So there we have it. That sounds pretty definitive, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Let's not give him that privacy. Let's discuss. So apparently Brooks has already moved back to Mississippi. And the story today was that he was saying that Vicky ruined his life.
Oh.
But that was it. That was all we had. All we knew was that he's already moved. And that was one quote we had.
That's
all we knew. Now, even just a few hours later, this all came out last night. This is already being called a carefully calculated PR move. Apparently in the next 6 weeks of Real Housewives of Orange County, we will see some questionable behavior by Brooks. It will be revealed that he's almost sort of living a double life, apparently. And so it remains to be seen, but it will definitely believe why Vicky would want to kick him to the curb at this point.
Wow.
Apparently from what we'll see. However, a lot of people are just sort of crying wolf and saying they just want the attention off of them. They want the questions to kind of stop. So I don't know. I really want to know if the people in the chat are buying this breakup or not.
Please tell us your opinions about this. I don't even know what to think now. This is just like
juicy.
Well, but the fact that there weren't a lot of details is what makes me think that it's fake. You know, the fact that there wasn't a big story or a big fight or the timing is the absolute most questionable thing.
See, I don't know. I'm just gonna be like I'm just gonna believe that it's for real. Cause I actually am not, I wouldn't be surprised. When she started getting involved with him, I kind of thought in my mind, I was like, well, this is gonna end badly. And I was always waiting
three different times.
Yeah, and I was always waiting for like her to go on a reunion show and say, yeah, you know, that relationship, I was looking for something that he gave me, but it just wasn't right. He was filling my love tank, as she likes to say.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it wasn't really what I... Well, he wasn't the best person for me.
It wasn't the right grade of fuel.
I'm waiting for her to come to her senses.
I was waiting for her to come to her senses. Yeah. However, Vicky being Vicky, I don't think she's ever going to really break down in the reunion or at any point and really blame herself for it, because I think she's always kind of protecting herself.
Yeah.
She doesn't want people to be like, I told you so, or call her an idiot. So I feel like she's going to kind of like, you know, backtrack and kind of just with that statement, like that was a very, you know,
tied up with a little ribbon.
Yeah, and done. And done. So, and that's how Vicky likes to do things. We saw it tonight. She's like, well, not really, because she made a mess of things. But, I don't know, Vicky. Good luck to you.
Oh, well, I'm dying to know if you guys buy this. And I will be on every detail. I will be following to see if we
really believe that these two are broken up or not.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
And it'll be so interesting to see the reunion and how Vicky handles all of this.
And to see how Andy stirs some stuff.
Because we're not even halfway through yet, right? This is episode 11, so we're not close to halfway.
Did OC get just a much longer run than every other, like Bev Hills in New York just ended, and I feel like...
Well, they usually all have about 24 episodes,
20
right?
20 to 24,
They
yeah.
all do?
Yeah. Yeah. Orange County was off the air for more than a year. It got, so like, out of the rotation, for a while, so...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Either way, we got a whole lot. We are ready.
So, you know what the question is? Do you think that this is a real legit breakup between Brooks and Vicky? Let us know in the comments. And we'll pull a few out next week, and we'll see what the kind of general consensus is amongst viewers. I mean, we've all watched the show now. God, it's been on so long. I'm sure that we can all come up with a nice little idea.
Absolutely. And if it is authentic... Here's to you, Vicky, to finding someone better and more wonderful.
Right.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, if this is a legit breakup, then this is cause for celebration.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's whoop it up. Whoop it up,
Vicky.
Let's all whoop it up.
Does anyone know if Dawn is still single? She continues to make statements that they should not have gotten divorced. Even when they were getting divorced, she said it. She said it last week. She should have tried harder. I mean, there's just all kinds of obviously regret there. Does anyone think there's a chance that could happen?
The good juju's out for a Dawn and Vicky resolution?
Yeah.
I like that. But I think that there was some stepping out of the marriage, though, there because they were unhappy. Yeah, so maybe that, you know, once that kind of happens, I think that, well, I mean, of course, Shannon and David, my God, how much have we talked about them with this situation? But it's kind of like, what, you know, the marriage is divorced. She paid him a ton of money. That's probably a lot of the regret of why she didn't work on the marriage. You know, so who knows? So let's keep the conversation going, though. You can find us online. All of us will be glad to tweet with you. So please find us online. Ladies, where can we find you?
Yes, I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
I am Allison Dean. You can find me on all of the social media things at The Allison Dean.
Oh, and yes. I love to chat with you guys, too. I'm everywhere at Christy Reports, and please also check out ChristyReports.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Christy
Reports.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Hey. You can also find me on this new podcast that I'm doing called Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. You might hear a few familiar voices from here at AfterBuzz, and I'll fill you in more on that when it's up next week. So that'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Thanks, y'all.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, Brooks.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.